Hi, welcome to Life of Love Ministries podcast. This is Rhonda Johnson. We're going to talk about Jesus ascending into heaven today. Hebrews 1 verse 3 says, He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of His nature, and He upholds the universe by the word of His power. After making purification for sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. I think that's one of the most beautiful verses in the Bible, in my opinion. I just think that those words are just amazing. Jesus is the exact imprint of God's nature. That is just so precious. When Jesus died on the cross, He did anything but rest. I've heard people say, and I saw several memes this past resurrection season, where it said that on the Saturday, you know, Jesus died on Friday, and on Saturday He rested because it was the Sabbath. Well, Jesus fulfilled the law, so He didn't need to rest on the Sabbath, but also He went down to the place of departed spirits, the Word tells us. And Luke 16 says that there are two places in this place of departed spirits, of Sheol, or the place of departed spirits. And one of those places is a place of comfort where believers and those who had faith in God went, and that was called the bosom of Abraham. The other place is what we know as hell, and that is those who rejected God or those who were evil. They had to be separate. And so Jesus went down, and the word says that he went and received the captives and set the captives free, and He proclaimed the victory over death, hell, and the grave, and He took the keys to death, hell, and the grave. And I believe it's in Colossians where it says He made a spectacle over the enemy with the keys to death, hell, and the grave. My imagination has a lot of fun with that, thinking that He taunted the enemy as He proclaimed that the enemy's reign of terror was over. Jesus then ascended into heaven. From that place, He ascended into heaven with those who believed. When He preached to the captives, those who received Him as the Lamb of God, as the Savior of their sins and of their hearts, they ascended with Him up to the Father. I heard Bill Johnson give an account of this story, and I love the way that he says it. He says that as Jesus was ascending to the Father, He saw Mary at the tomb, and that her grief drew Jesus to her, and that He went to her then, and that just one person's grief, you know, drew Jesus' attention away. I think that's beautiful, and it sounds just like the Jesus that I know. But Jesus ascended into heaven and went into the Holy of Holies. Now, we're familiar with this term, Holy of Holies, because the tabernacle that the Lord instructed Moses and the children of Israel to build in the wilderness when they left Egypt and they were in the wilderness, the Lord commanded them to build a tabernacle, and in that tabernacle was a Holy of Holies. And so we're familiar with that term. The Holy of Holies and the tabernacle in the wilderness was a replica of what is in heaven and the holy place that is in heaven. And just as the priest would go into the Holy of Holies in the tabernacle and would make atonement with an animal sacrifice and with the blood of animals, Jesus went into the Holy of Holies in heaven, and He made atonement for our sins with His own blood. Now, a priest had to go in and make atonement every year. And each year, that blood, that animal sacrifice, it didn't do anything to cleanse the people from sins. It didn't forgive them for their sins. It just postponed the punishment for another year. When Jesus went in and made atonement with His own blood, that cleansed us from unrighteousness. And it stands forever as forgiveness and cleansing us of our sins. And it has washed away all of our iniquity and shame and guilt when we receive Jesus as our Savior. And so it's just important for us to know, Jesus taught the disciples, when the disciples said, "Teach us to pray," one of the parts of the Lord's Prayer from Matthew 6 is on earth as it is in heaven. All of the things that we're taught that are God's will, all of the things, including this atonement for sins and this Holy of Holies, everything that we're taught to do is as it is in heaven. And that's how God wants us. When we receive Jesus as our Savior, then we have the ability to live on earth as it is in heaven. We have that right, we have that ability in God to do that. Then the word says he sat down. Then he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, and he was seated in authority and power. And the word says he is ever interceding for us. Jesus is praying for you. Jesus is praying for me. That's something that I didn't really understand until just the last few years, that Jesus sits at the right hand of God, and he is constantly praying on my behalf and praying for me. A few years ago, I was very sick, and I started praying. I just started asking the Lord, "Lord, would you pray for me? Jesus, would you ask the Father to help me receive healing?" And I am walking in constant improvement and in a constant process of healing as the Lord teaches me a lot of things. But this position of being seated, it signifies several things. It signifies that it's finished. Jesus said it is finished on the cross, and then he died. And Jesus went into heaven, made atonement for our sins in the holy place, and then he sat down at the right hand of the Father, which signified that it is finished. His work was done. Another thing that it signifies is authority. Those in authority don't pace, and they don't worry, and they don't fret. A judge sits on the bench, and a king sits on a throne. Because when you have authority, you don't have to pace, and you don't have to stand, and you don't have to try to posture to, you know, impose your power on someone. When you truly have authority, as Jesus does, you sit in that authority. And that is exactly what Jesus did. There are over 100 scriptures in the Bible that talk about Jesus giving us his power and authority. Matthew 28:18 in the ESV says, "And Jesus came and said to them, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.'" And Luke 10:19 says, "Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you." John 14:12 says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I'm going to the Father." Jesus did go to the Father, and he sat down at the right hand of the Father. And one other thing that authority allowed Jesus to do was fulfill his promise that he made to the disciples. Over and over again, Jesus told them, "I must go to my Father so that I can send the Holy Spirit." When Jesus sat in that authority, in that place of completion, now he could send the Holy Spirit. And he sent the Holy Spirit 50 days after his death on the cross. And that is what we celebrate as Pentecost, or the Feast of Weeks. And it is in Acts chapter 2, when the Holy Spirit came and baptized them in the Holy Spirit. And we'll be talking more about that as time approaches. June 5th is the Pentecost Sunday during the Feast of Weeks. But because Jesus is with the Father, we've been left to do the work with him and for him. And we are to take care of the climate of godliness on the planet. We are the ones, through the Holy Spirit and with the Holy Spirit, who do the work of the Lord, who fulfill God's purpose and God's plan on the earth with the power of the Holy Spirit. Because Jesus went and ascended into heaven, and because he sits on the throne and has given us his power and his authority, we can overcome anything. It sounds like such a challenge to say that we're supposed to live a holy, righteous life. But with the power of the Holy Spirit in our hearts, we have what it takes to be able to do that. It sounds impossible to say that we can live a holy life, because in ourselves, it is impossible. That's why the Holy Spirit is so important, and His power is in us. When we accept the Lord into our hearts, the Holy Spirit is there, the Word says. And He's giving us the power to live a righteous and holy life. We still have to try, and it still does take effort. But the Holy Spirit empowers us and gives us what we need to overcome the habits that keep us from living a holy and righteous life. Revelation 12:11 says they overcame and triumphed over him, meaning the devil, by the blood of the Lamb. And that's what we're talking about today, by the blood of the Lamb and by the power and the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. Because Jesus shed his blood and made atonement and paid for our sins, we have forgiveness and power over the enemy. When we testify and tell of His wonderful works in our lives, it becomes powerful for someone else to believe it also. Our testimony is powerful. It helps others believe in God. It shows unbelievers God's love also, and His ability that is in us. The enemy wants to hush us up and cause us to be embarrassed and ashamed to talk about God, really. And even more so now, I believe, than when I was younger. It's considered being pushy and cramming something down someone's throat to even just mention your relationship with God. But it's important for us to do it anyway. Jesus sat down so that we could step up and live a holy life, and so that the kingdom of God could come and be on the earth with us, so that we could help to bring unbelievers into God's family. I hope that you will ask the Holy Spirit to help you, and I hope that you'll remember that Jesus ascended into heaven so that we could have His power, so that we could live godly lives, and so we could help others to come into the family of the Lord. I hope that you've enjoyed this podcast and that you have a wonderful day today. God bless you, and thank you so much for listening to the Life of Love Ministries podcast.